Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about operations and programming this April and National Library Week. This is part one of a two-part interview. Well, how are things going as of late at the library with having your doors open to the public for express browsing? How's that been going for you?
Things are going great here. It's been such a relief to just have the doors unlocked and not hear the doorbell all the time. We've been waiting for this, you know, time for a long time. So people are being very respectful and using masks, and we're going to continue the mask mandate through the month of April. Hopefully by the end of April, we'll see the positivity rate, you know, decrease significantly more, and we can go ahead and do just mask recommendation. But at this point, we're still trying to protect, you know, all ages of patrons here. And so we're just going to open a few more things in April. We're still going to do the contactless curbside pickup, and that will be every hour. So you're welcome to continue getting books that way, and we recommend that, actually. We're still going to be quarantining books for 48 hours. So if you're online on our catalog and you place a hold, it usually takes about 48 hours for us to get the book cleaned and everything. The front door to the library will be unlocked a little bit longer the month of April, so it will be unlocked 10 to 7 every day, and then 10 to 4 on Friday, and let's see, 11 to 2 on Saturday. And we're going to also have 60-minute book browsing, copying, printing, and faxing rather than 30 minutes, so we're expanding that time limit as well. And if people are needing meeting rooms, study rooms, they just need to call me, and I'll schedule that for them. We'll continue the remote printing option, the app of Printer On. It's also available on our website kiosk, and that's just on our website at washington.lib.ia.us.
Will you still have furniture blocked off, newspapers not available, that sort of thing?
We're leaving all the toys put away. The playroom is closed. Genealogy will continue to be closed just because of kind of a lack of staff that's down there right now, and just to mitigate a little bit more for one more month with not having to quarantine books in that area because it's so congested with papers down there. The other area will be the baby garden will be also closed off for the month of April. And then we are putting a couple chairs out, and we are putting some newspapers out. So a couple people can come in at a time and look through the newspapers, and we'll just have that day's newspaper out, and then we'll go ahead and quarantine those papers after that day. So hopefully that will seem a little more normal around here. As far as computers go, we're going to continue having every other computer open, and so that's been working out really well.
National Library Week is April 4th through the 10th. Anything going on to kind of mark the occasion for the Washington Library?
So it's National Library Week is just a week to celebrate all the kinds of libraries, school, public, medical, law, collegiate libraries. So we are going to do a couple special things for Washington specifically. We're going to have a guest reader every day, and it will be a local celebrity. And on Facebook, each day we'll have somebody reading children's books. So just stay tuned to our Facebook. We'll put it out probably around noon each day, and we'll have somebody new whose face you'll probably recognize every day. And then we're also going to honor our Board of Trustees for the library next week. We have several members of our board that I wanted to submit bios and their pictures. So if you see them around town, you can kind of thank them for their service to the library. It's a position that you have to apply for to be on our library board of trustees, and they have terms that are 6 years, and, you know, they do a lot for the library and make all kinds of decisions and sort of guide our direction along with my staff and I. So we're going to be honoring them next week as well.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about operations and programming this April and National Library Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.